This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rangers opening day is upon us. We're previewing it with Jared Sandler for a second segment here on Sean and RJ. Pat Doney, NBC5, in for Choppy. John Daniels will join us live at 8:30. What is your, you're a very regimented guy. I wish that people could see your daily schedule that you make up, Jared. What is on the early schedule for opening day? Do you have routines? Do you have to grab a hot dog first? I know it's not the home opener. That's coming up on Monday. But how giddy do you still get for all of this?
No, I'm still excited. I think if it was the home opener as well, and you're around like the people and the atmosphere and the pageantry of opening day, that gets the juices flowing a little bit more. But it's still really exciting, and I can't wait for the first game to start, you know, just around baseball. I love baseball, you know, whether it's the Rangers and the Royals or any of these other matchups. And, you know, it's the feeling of like, you know, a guy hits a home run, you know, today, and you're thinking he might have a big year, and he delivers, like, wow, you know, Juan Soto might hit 70 home run, you know, whatever it is. So I'm excited. I've been up since probably about 5:30 doing work, preparing for the game and the season. We'll get a workout in after this. And we'll go to the studio and get ready for the game. I sent prep every day to Pixie and Eric and also the TV guys. So I sent them my prep and let's roll. Let's begin 1 of 162.
I have to ask you about President Biden's comments yesterday, calling it a mistake for the Rangers to open their stadium at full capacity for opening day on Monday. He said they should listen to Dr. Fauci. What's your reaction to that? What's your opinion on full capacity to start things off? And what type of feedback have you gotten on Twitter and social media?
Yeah, I mean, so I didn't see his comments in full. I really just saw the headline, but I could probably guess more or less what he said. That stuff's all above me. You know, if it's determined that it's safe to do that, I just hope that the people there, if you are going to the game on whenever the home opener is, Monday or Tuesday, you wear your mask. Please be safe. You know, you might not feel like you're putting yourself in danger, but there are some sweetheart ushers there who are old and maybe more susceptible. You never know the person to your right, to your left, in front of you, behind you. You know, even if you don't want to do it for yourself, do it for other people. So if you're going to go to the game, it's awesome to have fans in an atmosphere again. I just hope people are safe and responsible.
Jared, what has the response been like from players when you've talked to them about potentially having fans in the stands? Definitely for the opening couple games, but they left the door open at that press conference yesterday that it could eventually grow to that down the road. Has anybody kind of been hesitant about it, or have they all just been like, hey, look, we're so far away in the field, we're not worried about it?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of the players kind of have that mindset of it's just awesome to play in front of fans again, and they'll let, you know, the people who are responsible for making those decisions make them. Kyle Gibson, who's going to start today for the Rangers, actually brought up a fair point. So, you know, what about our families? You know, where are our families going to sit? We want to make sure our families are protected if they're not comfortable being, you know, squished in between Joe, Steve, and Margaret, you know? And so I know that, you know, the organization is working hard to make sure that, you know, the families of the players who want to attend and maybe don't want to be, you know, in the sea of folks feel safe. But, really haven't gotten a lot from them. I think, you know, there is an excitement around the league, just like it's crazy. Like spring training was the first time a lot of these guys had played in front of fans outside of a few playoff teams in almost a year. And so there's just, I think, an excitement and a little bit of an energy boost with fans in attendance, and just hopefully the fans who do go to the games have a great time, but do so responsibly.
And I was going to ask you about that because I was at the game Monday night, and I know you were there this week as well for the exhibition games. Man, it felt like there was some juice in the stands, right? I mean, especially when Joey Gallo's coming up to the plate. And, it was something we haven't really experienced in more than a year. I mean, did you kind of feel that energy in the building too? That's got to resonate with players, and that wasn't even a full house like we're expecting on Monday.
Yeah, you know, and Joey on Monday made that really nice defensive play, and it got a rise out of the crowd. And I think one of the really cool features of Globe Life Field is the atmosphere. The ballpark is built up, and the noise is contained. When the roof is open, it's going to be loud, but certainly when the roof is closed, that place is going to feel like it's shaking. And I'm just excited for those moments and those opportunities for the fans to pack the place when the time is right and get loud, because, you know, the Rangers are giving them reason to get loud. That's going to be one of the louder venues in Major League Baseball.
Jared Sandler, Rangers insider here on The Fan. RJ and I are convinced that they have to trade Joey Gallo, that it doesn't make any sense for him to stick around here for the next 3 years while an obvious rebuild is taking place. Get what you can for him right now. Where do you stand on Gallo here long-term before we get into the farm system and the number two pick? What do you think the future holds for Joey, Jared?
Yeah, it's pretty simple, unfortunately. His agent, Scott Boras, and Scott Boras almost never has his clients who have yet to reach free agency in their career sign an extension before they get to that point. And if they do, you're going so far over the top financially. And then the question is Joey worth that? And that's not a knock on Joey, but let's be real here. You know, he was an all-star in 2019 and played about half a season. And I think, you know, you need to see more from him to justify going way over the top financially. So, you know, what you don't want is for Joey to reach free agency and walk and you get nothing in return. Joey does want to be here. I've spoken to Joey and people around Joey, and he does like it here. He'd like to be here, but he also, you know, wants to get paid. And listen, you trade him, he becomes a free agent. I know these things don't happen often, but if he really does want to be here, well, you're going to have a chance in two seasons to bring him back. But I think if you look at where the organization is now and where they're trying to go, I think, unfortunately, Joey's best value to the organization might be in a Rangers uniform producing in a big way for the next few months and then going elsewhere and bringing back talent to the organization that's going to be a part of things for the next 5-6+ years. That's just the reality of where they are right now. And if Scott Boras was maybe more open to having a reasonable extension go down, then maybe things change. And if his mind changes, then all right, maybe that makes sense, because I think the Rangers value Joey Gallo. But if the risk of him leaving in free agency is still there, well, you got to capitalize on the value now. And that's usually with a year and a half left, not just a couple months left in the contract, which would obviously be next year. So this year seems like it would be the year to move.
All right, let's finish up with the Rangers about what hopefully is more exciting than now, the future. What is the state of their farm system, and where do you stand on all this Leiter versus Kumar Rocker hype at number two?
Yeah, so I start with the farm system. I think the general industry opinion is that they actually, it's a deep farm system, but one without a star. You know, Josh Young is highly regarded, but I think industry-wide and internally the Rangers would probably disagree with this, and I hope so, because they, you know, they value their guys. But I think the industry thought is that there isn't that guy that you can stick in the three spot in your lineup and build a lineup around. There isn't a guy that's going to front a rotation as a bona fide ace. At this point, now they have 18, 19-year-old kids, and they can obviously develop into that. Fernando Tatis is, you know, maybe the best player in Major League Baseball other than Mike Trout. And when he was 17, 18 years old, he was kind of given away by the White Sox to the Padres. So, at this point, I think that's the knock. And that can change, obviously, with the draft and the decision they'll make between Rocker, Leiter, and then, of course, Jordan Lawler, the kid out of the shortstop out of Jesuit. As far as Rocker and Leiter are concerned, Rocker's the one who's gotten more fanfare because he was a first-round pick that went to Vandy, threw a no-hitter in the College World Series against Duke. The son of Tracy Rocker, who's a college coach, former football player. But I like Jack Leiter better. And that's not a knock on Kumar Rocker. He's obviously a stud. And if the Rangers drafted Kumar Rocker, there'd be a ton to be excited about. But if you were to ask me, say, the Pirates took Jordan Lawler and the Rangers had the choice between Rocker and Leiter, I would take Leiter. And the big differentiating thing for me right now is that when I watch those two guys, Kumar Rocker's success exists outside of the strike zone by getting these poor college hitters to just chase his slider time and time again. And that's something that's going to become a lot more difficult as he progresses in level, and he's going to have to become more refined. When I watch Jack Leiter, or if someone takes the time to watch Jack Leiter starts, he gets a lot of swings and misses in the strike zone. That is something that is very tough to achieve and something that translates really well as you increase in level. I think the pitchability, that's a term you'll hear with Jack Leiter, just the depth to his pitching, the savvy is really advanced. I'm really impressed by Jack Leiter, and if I had my choice right now today, that's who I would go with.
Last one, what else has you excited around the rest of Major League Baseball? What's something you feel really good about predicting, whether it's a breakout, a team's going to do this, a team's going to underachieve? Just kind of take us through the rest of baseball with opening day.
Well, I hope the Astros – I'm going to go ahead and say the Astros don't make the playoffs, and I'm excited about that because I haven't been able to predict that very often. I've been pretty honest, despite my hate to the Astros, and recognizing how good they've been, but I think they don't make the playoffs this year, and I think we really start to see them decline. But I'm really pumped for the NL West, guys. The Dodgers are obviously the reigning World Series champions, and they're really good, but the Padres are not taking the let's just get in with the wild card and see what we can do approach. The Padres are kind of saying, hey, screw all of you guys, we're winning this division. And yeah, I'll tell you what, their roster is not that far behind the Dodgers. And one or two things go wrong or right for either side, and maybe we look at the Padres roster and say they're actually better than the Dodgers roster. We know that repeating is very hard in sports. It does not, hasn't happened in baseball since around the time it happened in the NFL, right? The early 2000s with the Yankees, 99-2000 was the last time there was a repeat winner in the World Series in baseball. The Dodgers are not are not invincible by any means. So I'm really excited about the NL West. I'll also say this. I feel really good about predicting that Juan Soto, and a lot of people are saying this, Juan Soto really emerges as maybe one of the Mount Rushmore faces of Major League Baseball. Over the course of a full season, this guy is super, super special, and I'm excited for him to get a full year. And then the other thing, and I'm not excited about this, Sean, but this is going to be a big storyline all year, is the labor relations between players and owners as we work towards a new collective bargaining agreement. And the reality is baseball's at a crossroads, and this is going to be a tremendous opportunity for Major League Baseball to make legitimate changes to help advance and grow the game. But these two sides, they have to stop bickering like my mom and dad, who got divorced like 15 years ago, and they couldn't see eye to eye on anything. So we need some changes there between the relationships. And if that goes favorably, then baseball can get back in the right direction and improve in the sport.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.